Pastor Hassan.
You are the God of Abraham. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Israel. You are the God of Israel. You are the God. God of covenant is here. Covenant means do what I say you do. and I will do what I say I will do. Maintain quietness everywhere before this God of covenant. And whisper. Of the Holy Ghost. Chains are break. Yokes are break. Deliverance is happening. Supernatural doors are open. Yes, Lord.
Let it be.
Yes. Thank you because we came into the house to be free. We came into the house to be delivered. We came into the house to be liberated. Do something new. Something that you alone can do in the life of someone here. And be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take it. Thank you, Master. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. The blessing of the house of the Lord, part 2. Our objective is to understand
the impact and the import, the importance of the house of the life of the Lord in the lives of the saints. We started in the first service by saying that the house of the Lord means different things to different people. And different people go to the house for different reasons. In the first service, we saw that there are those who go to the house for religious purposes, to fulfill a religious obligation. Then we also saw that there are those who go to the house to please others so that nobody is offended, so that father, mother, brothers, they are pleased. Fourth category of first for this service is there are those who go to the church for traditional purposes. That is, it is a matter of tradition. The way you know you must go to work on Monday morning, in that way they know they should go to church on Sunday morning. They were born into the tradition. The tradition of church going, tradition of Easter celebration, tradition of Christmas celebration, and they have to keep up the tradition. Also, third or fourth or second for this service, there are those who go to church for socialization purposes. For them, church is more like an extension of society. It's a socialization place where they go to meet or make friends. Oh, can we meet in church tomorrow? Yes, which service? Second service. They go to make or meet friends. For some, it's a matter of business association, where they will go and make certain business contacts. Some actually are there because they want to get married and they think that there's a good husband in church or a good wife in church. And there are those who met each other like that. A bad man trying to marry a good girl from church, a bad girl trying to marry a good man from church, and a bad girl and a bad man met each other in the church and got married and realized that they were both bad after they had married. Socialization purpose. But there are very few people who understand the impact and the import of going to the house of the Lord. And understanding is important for many reasons. In the first service, we said that understanding is critical for success in every endeavor. People are destroyed when they lack knowledge or understanding. That's number one. Number two, understanding is critical to the operation of faith. Faith operates on the platform of understanding. The deeper your understanding, the stronger your faith. If you look at the story of that centurion in Acts chapter 8 verse 30, he was reading a passage and Philip said, "Do you understand?" He said, "No." After Philip explained to him in verse 37, he said, "Do you believe?" He said, "I believe." Understanding is platform for faith. Faith for the products of the house. If you understand what the house of the Lord has to offer you, your faith to take delivery of what is in the house multiplies. If you know you are not just coming to church for a religious reason, for a traditional purpose, but you know that there is something in church that happens to people who come, then your understanding explodes, your faith explodes, and your result explodes. After this morning service, as your understanding is going to explode and your faith is going to explode, I prophesy your results shall multiply. Can I hear a louder believers? Amen. The house of the Lord is a major turning point for the lives of people. We saw examples in the first service how the life of Jacob was turned around because he stepped into the house of the Lord. We saw the woman that was bent double, how her life was turned around in the house of the Lord. Now our third example is the example of Moses. Moses experienced the call of God at the mountain of the Lord, which is also the same as the house of the Lord. He experienced his call at the mountain of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 1 to 5, the Bible talked about how Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. He came to the mountain, and what is the mountain? In Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 and 3, he said in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. So the Lord's house is the same as the mountain of the Lord. Moses experienced his calling at the mountain of the Lord, which is the same as the house of the Lord. I speak to someone here today. Every direction you are seeking and clarification for your life and destiny shall happen on this mountain today. It shall happen in this house today. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. In Matthew chapter 21 and in verse 14, the Bible said, the blind and the lame, they came to him in the temple, and he healed them there. The blind and the lame came into the temple, expecting to be healed, and they were not disappointed. I told you, the house of the Lord is the place for the turnaround of many. Are you seated here this morning? I want you to change your mind. This is not something we come because of religion, because of tradition, because of socialization. We come to church because there is something in church. There is something that happens in church. That is why church is different from lecture theater. That is why church is different from disco hall. That is why church is different from the auditoriums of the world. Church is a different place because it has spiritual products you can't get anywhere else. And we are going to be looking at those products right now. What is it that happens in church? What is the impact and the import of the house of the Lord? We saw four of them in the first service. We won't be able to go through them for the sake of time. But I'm going to go through the fifth or number one in this service. The house of the Lord is the place of divine visitation and encounter. It's a place of divine visitation and encounter. It is the place where divinity encounters humanity. And there is a drastic change of destiny. It is the place where divinity encounters humanity. And there is a drastic change of story. If you look at Exodus chapter 3 verse 1 to 5, where we saw Moses encountered Jehovah at the mountain of the Lord, which is the same as the Lord's house. In Genesis chapter 28 and in verse 12, all the way to verse 17, Jacob slept and lay down in a place and dreamt, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. To save time, you move to verse 17, and Jacob began to confess. He said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up. This is none other but the house of the Lord. That place that was the house of the Lord was a place of divine encounter. And it produces a drastic change of story. Whenever you stay out of the house or the presence of God, you are staying away from the possibility of divine encounters. Am I communicating at all? Last week, Tuesday, healing and deliverance service, I walked into the crowd and then walked right here and then saw a lady. She lifted her hands like this, and on her left ring finger, I saw a ring on that hand,
And then after a while I looked, I couldn't see that ring again. And I realized that that was a spiritual demonic covenant. And I laid hands on her. I said, I remove this ring from your hands in the name of Jesus. Power! She went under power. And then when she was interviewed, she said she was sitting far behind, like under the reckoning there, and decided to move forward a little bit. But while she was sitting right there, at that under the reckoning, she saw how I left the altar, met her where she was sitting and standing, and she had a crown on her head and a ring on her hand, and snakes dancing around her, and set all of them on fire, set the crown on fire, the snakes, and removed the ring. And then when she moved forward, now she saw that in revelation, in vision. I now move physically and say, I remove that ring from your hand. Incredible, incredible. I mean, it was dumbfounding. It's a place of divine encounter. Who took the testimony of that lady that was carrying the baby? She said she dreamt a dream where? She came for service. For Wednesday communion service.
And she came by 12 noon.
She came by 12 noon.
And lay behind there.
Yes.
And while she was lying there, she saw you in a vision. And you came and opened her eyes and said, see where the arrows are
feeding you. See the arrow, where it is coming from.
And you handed over to her mother and the Lord, who decreed fire on that arrow.
That's the point of the matter. She laid in the house. She came to the house and had an encounter. We have diverse encounters, numberless encounters, almost every single service. Somebody sees something. Somebody experiences something. Somebody experiences a visitation. That is the possibility you are exposed to when you come to the house. That is the possibility you are denied of when you stay away from the house. It is possible to have encounters at home, but the encounters multiply in the house. There's a difference between the river and the tap water. As far as water supply is concerned, there is a difference between a well and an ocean. There is a difference between the river and the tap water. I announce to somebody here this morning, your encounters, your divine visitation encounter is happening right now. A change of story is happening for you right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. So coming to church is beyond wearing nice dress. It's part of it. Alright? You will come presentable before the King of Kings, but it's beyond all that. It's beyond, oh, how are you? Happy Sunday. It's beyond all that. There are spiritual dividends. The house of the Lord is the place of divine visitation and encounter. Number 6 or number 2, the house of God is the place of access to supernatural and spiritual strength. Supernatural and spiritual strength. You remember the song? We are here unto the Lord. We are here unto the Lord. We are here to Jehovah. We have come to renew strength. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to Jehovah. We have come. Your hands. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to Jehovah. We have come. Two more times. We have come unto the Lord. We have come. Ele, we have come to Jehovah. We have come. Two more times we have come unto the Lord. We have come. Ele, we have come to Jehovah. We have come. One more time we have come unto the Lord. We have come. Baba, we have come to Jehovah. A final time. We have come unto the Lord. Your hands. Abba. We have come to Jehovah. We have come to renew. Hey! He said that in Psalm 84 and in verse 7. He said they go from strength, one level of strength, to another level of strength. Every one of them who appeareth before God in Zion. Every one of them. Every one of them. They that wait on the Lord, they that hang around the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So, the house of the Lord is the place to attack weariness of in life. Attack tiredness of life. I am tired of life. I am weary. I am getting exhausted. It's the place to attack that weariness. The place to attack weakness. The place to attack weariness. Am I speaking to somebody here? Now, what does it mean to connect supernatural strength and to connect spiritual strength? It means the house of the Lord is the place to guarantee your victory. To guarantee victory. Because if you faint in the day of adversity, it is because your strength was little. That was Proverbs chapter 24 and in verse 10. If little things begin to crush you, to collapse you, if challenges begin to floor you, it's because your strength is small. And your strength will be small if your joy is small. Your strength will be small if you stay away from the house, because they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. That is why many times when you feel down, when you feel weak, when you feel as if you are dragging your feet, you step into the house and the strength just returns back. I speak prophetically to somebody here. Everyone in need of strength, I prophesy a new release of strength. Everyone getting tired of life, I tell you that devil is a liar. Receive fresh strength. Receive fresh health. Receive fresh energy. Receive fresh fire. Receive fresh power. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. A new lease of strength is released. A new lease of energy is released in Jesus' precious name. Thirdly, the house of God, the house of the Lord, is the place of access to the ways of God. The place of access to the ways of God. Psalm 77 and in verse 13. Psalm 77 and in verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Your way, if I want to know His way, I must access the sanctuary. I must step into the sanctuary. Psalm 73 and in verse 17. He said, I went into the sanctuary, I understood their end. I went into the sanctuary, I understood their end. I went into the sanctuary of God, I understood. It is the place of knowing the ways of God. It is the place of access to the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of God. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? It is the place. And see, every time you know His ways, you command His acts. For He made His ways known to Moses. Psalm 103 and in verse 7. And He made His acts through Moses known to the children of Israel. Those who know the ways of God become commanders of the acts of God. So when you stay out of the presence of the Lord, you stay in ignorance, you stay signless and wonderless. But when you stay in the presence of the Lord, you connect His ways. You become knowledgeable in His ways. And the people that do know their God shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. You become a man of exploits, not a man to be exploited by the devil. You become a woman of exploits, not a woman to be exploited by the devil. Today, somebody is receiving a fresh light, a fresh revelation, fresh direction that is giving you understanding of the ways of God and ushering you into the realms of exploit. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody said to me the other day, he said, when I see the way you open the scriptures, when I go into other scriptures, my understanding of the other scriptures are broadened because of the way I saw you explain another scripture. Am I communicating at all? That is what it does for you. You can study your Bible on your own, but it gave them teachers and apostles and prophets. Am I communicating? And you can teach your child mathematics at home, but can you teach your child any mathematics up to the mathematics teacher in school?
You can teach. You can teach your children English language or geography. I'm a medical doctor. I have children studying medicine. I can teach them medicine at home, but it's not going to be the extent to which the anatomy professor or the biochemistry professor or the anesthesiology or the surgery or the obstetrics and gynecology or whatever professor, ophthalmology professor, will teach them with details in the laboratory and in the ward and in the ward round and all that. I can't do my bit as a father, but if I want them to be a specialist, they need to sit under the accredited teacher. Even if you're a pilot, you can't teach your child how to pilot until you take them to the piloting school, where they have to be in flying school and do simulation and fly aircraft before they go up, and then do physical flight tests in the air with an instructor sitting by the side to observe them. That is how church is. You can read the Bible on your own, but there are accredited interpreters. Jagalagababa, certified and chartered interpreters. They didn't call themselves. God called them. They are revelational eye openers. The same verse you've been reading, you didn't see it. Then all of a sudden they zip it like a zip, and something is scaled first from your eyes. And you say, but I read this passage yesterday. I read this passage last week. I didn't see what I just saw right now. Because there is a mantle on the man to be an interpreter of truth. I speak to somebody here today. Your eyes are opening right now. Your ears are opening right now. Your understanding is opening right now. And you are seeing what you haven't seen before. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. And no man taketh this honor upon himself, except he that is called. You can't take it upon yourself. When you struggle to do it in yourself, you become a false teacher. You know, false teacher, you begin to interpret it wrongly. You begin to interpret it upside down. And before you know it, you are leading many people into error. Because you are struggling to be who you are not. Am I communicating at all? I announce to someone here today, your eye is opening right now. Your ears are opening right now to the knowledge and the understanding of the ways of God. Receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And finally, number 4 or number 9, the house of the Lord. Number 8, rather. The house of the Lord is the place of healing, deliverance, and breakthrough. Healing, deliverance, and breakthrough. In Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 11, we saw that woman that was bound by the devil. She was healed. In Matthew chapter 21 and in verse 14, the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 11, Matthew 21 and in verse 14. In Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17, he said, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and this house of Jacob shall possess their possession. That is your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough is located in the church. I am here to announce to somebody, your healing was waiting before you arrived. Your deliverance was waiting before you arrived. Your breakthrough was waiting before you arrived. If you are saying amen, you will say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, you will say it like a believer. Don't stay away from the house. Don't stay away from your healing. Don't stay away from your deliverance. Don't let nothing stop you. That woman, Satan bound her for 18 years. This is enough reason not to go to church. What am I going to do in church? People will laugh at me. That if I'm serving a living God, why has this living God not changed my story? All my mates are married now. See how I am. I can't marry. Can any man marry this kind of person? And she was like that. You know what touched me the most? It didn't stop her from going. She came and kept coming. And kept coming. I double dare you, that was not her first day in church.
And I dare you again. She was not expecting that what happened will happen. Let me just go and worship Jehovah. Now all of a sudden it was her day. Hey! Don't stop coming to church because you don't know the day that is your day. You don't know the day that your miracle was prepared and packaged for you. And I am here to announce to somebody, today is your own particular day. That amen can be better than that. Look at your neighbor, say, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming to the house. 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 Listen to this. Hear what I'm about to say. Woo! If your harassment in life does not stop your commitment to God, your commitment to God will stop your harassment. Hey! Did you hear what I just said? If your harassment, your embarrassment in life does not stop your commitment to God, if you keep on getting committed, despite the embarrassing situation around you, despite the harassment of the enemy around you, If your harassment, your embarrassment does not stop your commitment to God, then your commitment to God will stop your embarrassment in life. Then your commitment to God will stop your harassment in life. And I am anointed this morning to announce, today is the last day of that embarrassment. Today is the last day of that harassment. Today is helping there, Mashadaya. Today is the last day of that frustration. Today is the last day of that challenge. Shout the loudest, amen. If your frustration does not stop your devotion, then your devotion will definitely stop your frustration. One must stop the other. And it is not the frustration that will stop the devotion. One must definitely stop the other. And you must not allow your harassment, you must not allow your frustration to stop your devotion or to stop your commitment to God. Somebody give him a 60 seconds shout of victory, letting the devil know that nobody will stop you. Nothing will stop you. No affliction will stop you. No situation will stop you. No circumstance will stop you. Give him a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Something is stopping in your life today. Something is stopping in your life today. Something is stopping in your life today. Give him a shout of victory. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. You are watching at home now. Maybe you got discouraged and dispirited, demotivated. Wake up. Temptation to give up happens just very close to due season. Be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. Most times people faint when they are very near to due season. Who is God speaking to here? The devil will not see your tears, and he will not see your sweat. You are the one that will see the tears of the enemy. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly,
How do you maximize the dividends of coming to the house of the Lord? Because it is possible. Having said everything, that you can still come to the house of the Lord and not experience any of the things we are saying. Number one, come with excitement and expectancy. Even though I had said that the woman may not have expected anything, but her rigid commitment brought the result. But it is preferable to come with excitement. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100 and in verse 4. And into his courts, into his house with praise. Begin to whistle from the entrance. Begin to sing from the gate. Begin to just jubilate and just let the devil know something is waiting for me there. Supernatural strength is waiting for me there. Deliverance is waiting for me there. Divine visitation is waiting for me there. Something is waiting for me there. Somebody say the loudest amen. Come with excitement and expectancy. Number two, come with revelation and understanding. Daniel chapter 11 verse 33. They that understand among the people shall instruct many. Understanding takes you to the level of an instructor. Understanding makes you a commander. It changes your status. So you come to the church with understanding. I am not just coming for a religious game. I am coming for a serious matter. Something must draw up in my life. I may not see a vision, but I know my level must change. They go from strength to strength. I must move to a higher level, spiritually, a higher level. In the anointing, a higher level in dedication. Come with revelation. Come with the understanding. The understanding of what? The understanding of what you've been hearing today. Number three, come eagerly and promptly. Eagerly. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17. He said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early will find me. It's possible to come to church and not find God. When you come carelessly, those that seek me early, that come eagerly. I said in the first service, don't drag your feet to the house of the Lord. Don't drag your feet. Don't keep God waiting. Go to church on time. Go to church on time. You don't keep an important guest waiting for you. You don't keep the governor of your state waiting or the president of a nation. He said, I give you an appointment for 8 o'clock. And you arrive by 8:30. He said, I'm sorry, Your Excellency. What? Other schedules have replaced you. If we can give honor to earthly kings, how much more to the King of Kings? If your house is far from church, the secret is leave early. I heard from God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. The house of your friend, the house of your lover is never too far. If you are genuinely and truly in love with El Shaddai, Jehovah Shammah, You don't wait. You don't even wait for the day to break. You break the day. These are the kind of things. There are people who stepped into church. It's just, as I'm talking now, there are people walking in. They don't understand opening prayer. They have no testimony of what happened today. They are not in tune with the powerful choir ministration. And I want you all to be in the spirit like you are doing right now. Because I woke up singing that song. I think it was yesterday morning or so, overnight. And then I'm here hearing the same song. It moved me so much from the sleep. You know, they didn't hear that song and the impact of it. They didn't hear the beginning of the message. And it's one terrible thing to jump into a message halfway. You know, half education is worse than no education. A half-educated doctor kills people on the theater. Halfly educated pilot, plane crash. Am I communicating? It can be more dangerous than not, you know, and they come into service midway, and God is saying, what I had for you was to happen during the praise worship.
My encounter for you was to happen at the opening prayer. And this is where you are walking in. We must kill the culture of late coming to church and the culture of taking off when church is not yet over. It must die if we must maximize the benefits of his presence. Number four, come with commitment to service in the house. Don't be a bench warmer. Don't be an onlooker. Be an active participant. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, there were many people who were sitting there watching. But Jesus spoke to the servants. It was in their hands that the miracles happened. John chapter 2 and in verse 5. Don't just come as a stranger. You've been a stranger for a long time. Get involved. Through what? Through soul winning. There are those who have never taken nobody to church. That is an error. If it is worth going, it is worth going with others. If it's worth going at all, serve through giving. A seed shall serve him. Your tithe, your offerings, your giving. You serve with your time, with your energy, with your ability in one department or the other. Sanctuary cleaning, whatever it is. Just ensure that. Because your miracle awaits you at the point of service. Number five. Walk in love with the brethren. Walk in love. In Acts chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says that the apostles were come together. They were in one accord. In one accord. In one accord. You can never benefit anything from the house of God if you don't walk in the culture of the owner of the house. His culture is the culture of love. God does not just have love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. So when you say in the beginning God created the earth, you can actually say in the beginning love created the earth. Because God equals love. So you cannot carry hatred in the house of love and succeed. You can't walk in bitterness in the house of love and profit anything. You are not in talking terms with your co-departmental person. You are not in talking terms with one member of the church. Don't waste your life like that. Walk in love with the brethren. Forgive rapidly and quickly. Am I communicating? There are husbands and wives who come to church. They didn't talk to themselves from the house. They came to church and start pretending. Hi. And then leave the church and then the quarrel continue. Hello, sir. Who are you deceiving? Lord, there is no substitute. Just forgive people in advance and walk your way. They may hate you. Don't hate them back. Let the fire be on their head. You have a destiny to fulfill. There is too much work to do. The same mind you should be using to make progress, you are using it to make enemies. What are you making? Enemies or progress? You don't have such time at all. Am I communicating at all? From this moment, that person you greeted that refused to answer you, go and greet him by force. If he still refused to greet you, say, did you hear the message this morning at all? Because there are those in church who want to take others to hell. They are going there themselves, but they want to see who they can take along. And you must make up your mind you don't go there with them. Walk in love. Finally, come with reverence, value, and reverence. Value and reverence. Psalm 89 verse 7. He said, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence. Fear him. Fear him. Don't come in here naked or come in here with a seductive, destructive apparel. Fear God. Reverence him.
When you want to see important dignitaries, you walk with decorum. There are those who move as if it is nightclub they are going. There is no reverence at all. No slight fear for God. Chewing gum inside church. Chatting inside church with phone. You know, there are some places in the world now that usher has to tap some people that church has finished. Because they didn't know when the grace was shared. I'm in church now. Okay, where should we meet after service? Okay. Did you read that thing I sent yesterday? Okay. I don't know that. I'm not sure that can happen here. But there are places in the world, Western world, where usher tap the young man and say service has ended before he is aware that service has finished. Technology is leading many to hell. And that irreverence is brought into church. No, you won't benefit like that. Silence the phone so the phone does not silence your destiny. That's why they put the feature on the phone, silence. I silence my phone most of the time. In fact, my own is on permanent do not disturb. Permanent. Because if I leave it on, I will have thousands of calls every day. So if I look at the call and I know the number, I know the person calling, okay? Or I reply, I text back or reply back. Where necessary. I was the one who bought the phone. The phone didn't buy me. Stand up on your feet. And my aim is to use the phone, not to be used by the phone. Between the building, who is building the other? Is the owner building the building or the building the owner? And should the car drive a man? If I own all of you who sent me happy birthday wishes, the Lord bless you. The Lord reward you. Don't take it personal if you didn't get a reply. Because a reply to everybody is impossible. 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 It will be a full-time work. I need to be employed as a telephone operator. Somebody say amen. Do you see that something is in the house for you? You see that there is profit and benefit in the house for you? Lift up your hands and give him the praise right now. Give him the honor right now. Worship him. Adore him. Magnify him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion, Jehovah Rapha. We worship you. We honor you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. For the salvation of time, I'm going to do this very quickly. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace of excitement and expectancy for the house, revelation and understanding, eagerness and promptness, commitment to serving God in the house. I receive that grace, walking in love with the brethren. I receive that grace, value and reverence for El Shaddai. I receive that grace. Help me, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive that grace. I receive that help. In moments like me, I sing that song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my hands to the Lord.
Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. I love.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are.
Father, thank you for this benefit of the house. Lift your voice one more time and say, Father, today, every benefit that is available in the house for me today, I receive. Every dividend in the house for me today, I receive. I receive now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Your hands high, Father, let your name be glorified. El Shaddai, Elion, Adonai, Mekadesh, be glorified, be honored, be adored.
Thank you, Master,
in Jesus' precious name.
Everywhere you are this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. And let me say this, I've just been reminded, there are those watching online. You are free to do so for as long as it's not possible to be physically present in the church where you are. You are free to be connected like this. When you are part of us online, but have no opportunity to be in a location where you can be within a physical service like this. And those connecting in various locations, congratulations. But to sit at home completely, where you can go to church, or where church is near you, like you are in Abuja town here, in Lagos, in Port Harcourt, in various places where you can physically be in church, and you prefer to sit at home, you are doing injury to your spiritual life. Because it says, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. It says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them that watcheth TV, no, every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. Don't let Christian television broadcast on YouTube, broadcast on Twitter, broadcast on Facebook destroy your spiritual life. Like again, I said, you can feel free to be connected in those avenues if that is what is possible and available to you where you are. But if otherwise, ensure that you protect your spiritual life and access everything God has for you in the house. I'm giving the count of seven. Anywhere you are this morning, come and make your way right with Jesus. Come and rededicate yourself to God. Come and be free from addictions of sin, tobacco, smoking, alcoholism, immoral living, and pornographic living, masturbation living, all manner of afflictions. Come from where you are and quickly rush forward here and be set free. I give you the count of seven. One.
Lord, I give
that's right.
My heart.
Two.
I give you
be
my
the first
soul.
To come. Rush forward. I live for you.
Live for
three.
Oh Lord, every breath that I take.
Four.
Every moment I'm away.
Five.
Lord, have your way.
Six. Everybody sing. Seven.
Live for you, Lord.
I start again. One. Two. Every moment I'm away.
Lord, have your way.
Everybody,
Lord, I give you. Lord, I give you.
I give you my soul. All in for you. All in for you. All in for you.
Every moment.
Every moment I'm away.
Lord, have your way.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Place your right hand on your chest. Lift up the other hand. And pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Say it louder. I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive your grace to live for you, Lord, and to do your will. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and grace to live for God is released upon you. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.